Hey guys, welcome back to another episode from Who Do You Love? So you know what to do. Go and get your journals, your cookies, your snacks, your juice, your coffee, your tea, and meet me back here. We're going to get into some deep things about self-discovery. So come back after these messages. Thank you so much, guys, for rocking with me for 1 year. The Who Do You Love podcast has been made and reached its anniversary 1 year under my belt, and hopefully many more to come. I just appreciate all my listeners, my followers, the people who have stopped at my shop and bought my self-made and anointing products from my small spiritual shop. I thank you guys. So I just wanted to give you an early shout out, and let's just jump right into it. So this podcast is going to talk about self-discovery. Self-discovery, it can mean a lot of things. We can discover ourselves many ways. We just have to be very honest with ourselves, and that's the hardest part of understanding our true authentic self. So people ask me, like, hey, what have I been up to in the past 3 weeks that I didn't do another podcast? I have been actually going through a self-discovery for myself with the help of I wouldn't say that she is a high priest, but she's very educational. She was hosting an actual class that it first started out with self-love, and then we moved into a shadow work. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about things that I've found about myself. And just a disclaimer, guys, shadow work doesn't end. A lot of people think that shadow work ends, and once you master that, then that is it. No, our shadow follows us throughout this path and labyrinth of our lives. So as we get older, the more, we constantly, I would say that we would constantly have to do shadow work, because the trauma or the life or the path that we choose will have some trying things that we haven't as of yet learned how to actually deal with those type of things. And then there's things that you have been through over and over again, and now that you have a new way or a new perception of your life on how to deal with the same thing that in the past that you could not get over, you could not figure out. So I just want to talk about that and perhaps give some insight on things that you don't see in yourself that other people see, and you don't realize that you're projecting those negative influences on them. We're all are responsible for our own actions and reactions to things, and how we deal with them, and how they will alter our lives. So I just wanted you guys to kind of think about that when we're walking through this labyrinth of life, this life, this plane, what we're dealing with right now. So I have been going through my self-discovery, or my spiritual path, if you will, for about approximately 6 years. 6 years is when I really had a lot of questions on what is the purpose, what is life, what I should be doing, am I doing it right, am I living to my highest potential. And it becomes discouraging when you feel like that, you feel like you're not doing what you set out to do, and you don't know how to actually push whatever's inside of you out. For a long time, I thought so low of me, or I thought that I didn't have anything to offer life. And that shit will ponder upon your soul when you're trying to figure yourself out. You know, it's an evolvement of your life and yourself, and being a better person to yourself every time, because we don't be so good to ourselves and we come up with a lot of bullshit. And it's sad at the end of the day. And you become depressed. Always second guessing yourself. The person that you thought you were, you cannot even recognize who that person is. And it's so true that as you grow and you evolve, you shed off the dead layers of the past. Like, when people see me now and they knew me before, they always say, you're different. And my response back to them, like, don't we supposed to evolve? I really feel like whoever's just stuck in the same fucking place is not, they're dead. They're like empty ass souls that's walking around. Like, not empty souls, I take that back, like empty bodies. They're dead. They're zombies. They're like the fucking walking dead. You get what I mean? Like, they're just out here just sucking up people energy, because primarily they don't know any better. Once you get some self-awareness about yourself, you start to try to move different. And my point is, it's hard to really sit down and be like, you're the one that is really fucked up. You're fucked up. Like, I'm not perfect. And a lot of people who see me would think that I have the best life, you know, that they ain't doing shit with their life, and they're looking at their life and they comparing my life with their life. And it's not even that. I stopped doing that shit a long time ago. Like, I stopped measuring my life to another motherfucker. Like, I'm gonna move at my own pace. I'm gonna learn how I'm gonna learn, and I'm gonna evolve how I'm gonna evolve. But the point is, as long as you're evolving, as long as you're trying to learn how to be good to yourself. That's why I talk so much about self-love, because you gotta learn to be good with yourself. You gotta understand who you are as a person and what you're gonna accept and what you're not gonna accept. If you're being manipulated or you're being manipulative towards people, and asking yourself those dark and bad questions that you would never speak out in public and say that you did, or the type of person you are, because you're ashamed about the shit that you did or the person that you are. You know it, but you put on this mask. I'm busting that open. Like, I used to always say that I don't care, and I had to really hone down on, bitch, you do care. You care. Because if you didn't care, why deep down inside, when the lights are off, everybody is in the bed, you're replaying that scenario in your mind over and over again of what you felt or what you thought that you should have did in a time of action. Now, granted, anytime you conflict arise, it's not always for you to react right away. Some shit requires some time to really observe and really think about. Not too long, but in a reasonable time. Like, hey, a couple of days or so, and then you come back around to it, because at that time, your mind can't develop a quick response. But you want to be really honest with yourself. You know that you ain't a shit ass person deep down inside. You know you sneaky as hell. You know, deep down inside, you know that you a fuck on somebody husband, fuck on somebody, you know, wife. And knowing that it's wrong, or just doing little sneaky, unnery ass shit, that why are you doing this? because deep down inside you are the envious or jealous. Like when people be like, I ain't jealous of them. But you are, because you steady pointing out their inconsistencies or things that you're judging them for. Like even my daughter told me that, like me and my daughter have conversations about her being young. She's pretty young, but in hindsight, she is in the right direction. You know, I'm not going to knock her and say that she don't know no better, but clearly she has some type of insight on some shit. Because she told me one day, like, when people judge people, they're envious of what they wish they had the balls to do. And that hit deep, because that's exactly what it is. When you don't have a worry, or you're happy for someone, you're truly deeply happy for them. You don't be like, dang, I wish I can do that. Because we all get the same 24 hours. We all have the same, you know, power, energy. And if we're in good health, the will to get up and get that shit. It's about procrastination and a level of laziness. You know, and we all have it. We all have done it in certain segments of our lives. And we still do it now. No, it's just the point of actually recognizing your bullshit, recognizing that you actually projecting your fucking bullshit onto other people. I had to check myself. There was a situation that I was thinking that a motherfucker wasn't on their shit or low-key judging them, and it was just me. It was me the whole time projecting my insecurities or my thoughts, because deep down inside, that's how I felt about my damn self. And it's sad, and it's just a hard pill to swallow. You know, either you gonna swallow your pills with water, or you gonna just choke them bitches down dry. That's up to you. But we gotta be in the age of Aquarius, so let's be aware. You know, it's okay for you to be woke, but let's be aware and woke. Like the instructor told me, like, all of this shit is a program. It's how you program yourself. Religion is a program. Spirituality is a program. Us going to this motherfucking job, we're programmed to go to this job. You know, we're programmed to involve ourselves or implement ourselves in these fake ass holidays or these fake ass laws and this fake ass government. Like, we always program, and once you kind of like sit down and try to think about it, it becomes overwhelming. But remember, one day at a fucking time. Yes, we don't know if we're promised the next day, but at least live your life fulfilled and live your life honest to yourself. You only owe you an explanation. You don't owe nobody else shit. I don't care. I'm married and shit like that, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna die by myself. You know, my husband is not gonna join me. And once we split from this body, he's not. He's gonna flow his ass for somewhere else, and I'm gonna do the same. So it's important while you're on this plane, though, is to make the best out of it. Quit getting so much into your head. Recognize your flaws and your faults. If you gotta write them bitches down, do that. If you gotta look in the mirror and be like, the deep down, nitty gritty, you know that shit that you hid in the back of your mind underneath some happy ass shit, you know, deal with that and say, hey, this is me, and this is how I'm gonna be new, as I'm gonna, you know, move it or integrate it into something that don't be so dark. You know, shine a little light on it. It might be a good thing that you're like that. You know, understand that way of your life, it might be a defense mechanism. Like, what hurt you to the point that you gotta be that type of way? That shadow work shit is real, y'all. It's real, and it's not. If you're doing it right, you will low key fall into a depression. I don't know. That's just my experience, because I'm really thinking about my motherfucking life. I'm not trying to think about it too much in the past, but I do have to bring some of the past up to see the reason why I react, I act the way I do, how I take care of my kids, how I'm in a relationship with other different people. Like, all of that is imprinted upon you. So you gotta do a lot of self-discovery. It's not overnight. No one can do it for you. People can give you the tools. It's up to you to implement them and put them into play so you can be the best. You can be on your own terms. No one else is responsible but yourself, you know? So I'm just trying really hard to stay above water, you know, not allow my ego to get the best of me, and not be aloof either, and just say what I mean and mean what I say, unapologetically be you. You know, you don't have to explain to no one why you're making these moves, why you're doing them. As long as they feel healthy to you and right to you, then do them. Put up your boundaries and stand on them shits. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be feeling like shit if you allow somebody to cross your boundaries, or you allow yourself to be sucked in, you know, by your old ways and react the same way that you've been reacting. Like, you're going to be fucked up and sad. Those people is not going to know none of the wiser about it. So do your meditations. Look up on how to do shadow work, everyday exercises. Speak affirmations to yourself. That is so important. Like, sometimes I'm not gonna say every day I'm doing rituals and shit like that. I'm not that type of person, you know, spiritualist, if you will. But what I try to do is be grateful for another day. And I'm speaking affirmations so I can speak affirmation to myself so I can manifest the shit that I'm speaking. Like, if you speak and you believe in that shit, will come to you. It might not come the way you planned out it to be, but it's gonna come. That's why, as well, you have to be careful on what you're manifesting. Careful on how you speak to people. Careful on how you really think about people, because all of this is gonna manifest in a material type of situation, and you, every time, motherfuckers be shocked. Like, no, baby, you already set this shit up already. It's already set up. So I just want you guys to be good to yourself. We have made it a year as well with the first COVID case. This shit is still turning up and turning up, and it's gonna turn up, and they're gonna have it together by the end of this year or the beginning of next year. I really believe that. And it's gonna be back to fucking normal, and we're gonna be back on our bullshit. Don't let this quarantine and this time you really spending on yourself and self-discovering you to be a waste, to just turn back to that same shit. Everybody should have been known, upgraded themselves, dealt with their depression, dealt with their insecurities, even with their mates, with other people, just relationships, period. How you want to project yourself and try to find your authentic self is so important, because right now there's people out here that's changing by the seat of their pants. They see one motherfucker doing some shit, guess what, they doing it too. Like, whoa, who are you? Do you have your own fucking identity, or you just sucking up everybody else's identity and being them, being a fucking vampire? So watch out for that. Do your cleanses. You can say simple little chants. Hey, release anything that's hindering me from being the best that I can be. Open up my mind so I can receive knowledge and be less judgmental. You know, stop caring so much what a motherfucker that you don't even know. Like, some of these people on this social media, they so involved with caring about how they're dressed so other motherfuckers can look at them and envy them, when for real, they behind on their car payment. Well, I just want y'all to love yourself a little bit. Don't stop loving yourself, because my saying is, if you don't know how to love yourself, how you gonna fucking love somebody else? If you're abusing yourself, how are you gonna open up your heart to be able to not abuse the other people that you volunteer to be in relationships with? Like, the friends that you got, that's just fucking voluntary. Even your kin folks, yes, they're kin, they probably have your same blood, but the relationship wise, it's very voluntary. Once you get grown and on your own, you don't have to see your fucking cousin. You don't have to see your cousin. You don't have to see your fucking sister. You don't. You can cut all those relationships and you can create your own family. So think about that. Quit putting so much pressure on yourself and just learn you. Take your time. You know, set up your boundaries and be in love with you, the soul, the spirit, your higher self. And then the physical will come in full circle. So I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Do not forget to shop at my small spiritual shop at www.domobodycare.com. And also, I'm on all social medias. I'm going to have some good shit coming for this year. I'm going to start doing interviewing a couple of my spiritual friends and spiritual allies and other people who may have a different opinion in what type of content that I'm creating on this podcast. So just to get some more in-depth conversation and, you know, just bring y'all some different stuff this year. So thank you guys for making me step out on faith and allowing me to talk to you and be a voice or motivation in your room. I appreciate you guys so much. So check me out on social media at The Sage Witch on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Do My Body Care is domobodycare.com. And then you can email me at domobody@gmail.com. Also, you can email me at Who Do You Love on Instagram and Facebook. Who Do You Love 07@gmail.com. If you have any questions or you have any ideas, I am welcome. Let's get this podcast popping. I'm going to create a Clubhouse account and see how that goes too. I love you guys. Peace, love, and light. Until next time.